Now this is a dictation for Connie, Connie, Grimes, Grimes, January 1041, address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, Stebelton, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up Mrs. Grimes, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, prior elevated calcium, and high PTH, primary hyperparathyroidism, last visit in August. Blood pressure is running high, no hospital visits, comes accompanied with husband, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, infection, cloudiness of blood, stable dyspnea, denies the use of oxygen, some dry cough, no sputum production, no gross orthopnea, PND, follows cardiology, Dr. Mohan. She has a chronic hoarseness of the voice from prior respiratory failure, ventilatory assistant tracheostomy. This is like 6 years ago. Since then, the voice is very raspy. She has a lot of throat secretions. It compromised some degree on her breathing. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight lisinopril maximal dose, otherwise high dose of chlorpheniramine, beta blockers, and clonidine that she uses at 0.1 twice a day. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today weight 157, blood pressure 200 over 74, left-sided sitting position standing 180 over 70. She has a very raspy, hoarse voice, but she is comfortable, normal, no facial asymmetry, lungs are clear without any consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites tenderness masses, no edema or neurological deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, February creatinine 1.1, which is baseline, for a GFR 50C stage 3, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal nutrition, calcium at 10.3 with a PTH 138, phosphorus in the low normal, anemia 12.1, a normal platelet count. I want to mention that blood pressure at home has been in the 130s to 160s over 60s and 70s, which is much better than here. The last echocardiogram a few months ago, December 22, Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, normal ejection fraction, a diastolic dysfunction, mild stage 1, minor other abnormalities. Essentially, this is a good report. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Severe systolic hypertension of the elderly. A component of white coat hypertension. Relatively small kidney on the right comparing to the left. However, no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. A stable kidney function. Maximal dose lisinopril and diuretics. On beta blockers and clonidine, I explained clonidine is a short-acting medication. I might need to use 3 times a day to show effects. Particularly, I do not like this medication because of the side effects of dry mouth, constipation, confusion, sudden drop of blood pressure, high risk of falling. Blood pressure, NORVAS could be added excuse me, I will not add, excuse me, previously we used Norvasc, but we were forced to stop it because of severe lower extremity edema. We could try hydralazine as a direct vasodilator. She will keep monitoring blood pressure at home. In terms of the primary hyperparathyroidism, nuclear medicine scan has not identified an adenoma. It's mild. I don't believe it's causing the severity of the hypertension. We will monitor over time, no immediate indication for treatment. One more factor to consider is that there is no evidence of severe left ventricular hypertrophy or hypertensive cardiomyopathy. Only should discuss with the patient and husband. Come back in 6 months